Good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is our first physical class, for Tuesday class. Today is the 7th June 2022. It's a Tuesday class. So we should all rejoice if our good condition to enable this first physical class to commence again after a break of almost 2 years past. I remember it was March 2020. Papa Siri remember it was 18th of March 2020 where we stopped our class. 17th of March, either our last class was 17th, yeah. So since then, we have not had the physical class, but we were very lucky because there were conditions for us to have the Zoom. Yeah, at that time, my daughter came back from Singapore and she came back in February. Actually, she wanted to take a break. Then it so happened because of the pandemic, there was a lockdown. And she was with us for the past 2 years. And because she is an IT grad and she has done Zoom before while working, so she told me if you all want, we can have it. And we also should thank Chin Hao, they all. I think Chin Hao also managed to help out. Then we assembled a group of volunteer Kayamitas who were able to help us in the planning and development of this Zoom class. So it turned out to be a real blessing in disguise because we cannot have our physical class. Not only Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday physical class, even our Monday house dana also we cannot have. Our spiritual trip also we cannot have. Then the annual retreat also we can't have. So because of that, we make a very good decision to go through the whole Lotta Heart Sutta class again, for the Tuesday and Thursday class. So the Heart Sutta class that we normally do at the retreat over 8 to 9 days, we took 8 months to share and complete the whole thing. And that was very, very beautiful and amazing. And because of that sharing, a lot of Kayanamita developed great understanding. Especially Sister Po Cheng from Singapore, she was looking forward to the retreat. Then somehow the pandemic, so at first she thought, what a waste after determining and planning for looking forward to that retreat, because she, after 2 or 3 years, I think she started in 2017, I think, joining us at the retreat, then 1819. That time she was very new and she doesn't understand much. But after 2019, she decided to commit herself and go all out. Then when she heard the retreat was not possible, she said, what a waste. But it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. But through Zoom, she was able to follow. Then she never really attended the whole Heart Sutta sharing before. That's why after that, she developed understanding. Then the faith very strong. Then she followed the instruction and she progressed very fast. And she developed a lot of understanding. And in fact, a lot of Kayamita too were able to have the condition to develop the urgency of cultivation. And through the Zoom sharing, they also developed a lot of understanding. Then that time, our website also has been established since the year 2017, I remember. So we should thank all those who make all this possible. Then in a way, he was really blessing in disguise, because without all this condition, all this would not be possible. That's why whatever happened in life, like my refuge teacher, Master Shen Ho, was always advised the disciples. He said, whatever that happened, initially, as cultivator, we may think that it is something very negative, not conducive, not good. He used the Mandarin word, 不好的起头. Means initially you think it's something negative, not good, not conducive. But then you have the faith, you have the understanding, you are able to apply the Dhamma, especially the Noble Eightfold Path, to accept what happened, then from there, apply the Noble Eightfold Path to look at it, then it will turn around, which is really true. And because of that, it's like a great blessing in disguise, because through all this, the understanding develops, and more kilometers, we have to experience the non-normal type of lifestyle that were presented during the pandemic. So this pandemic, in fact, is a good lesson in life, and is something that is very conducive for understanding life deeper. It shows us the importance of understanding the Dhamma, taking care of our karma, so that during crisis, during such pandemic, we can still survive beautifully. And in fact, all Kayamita did very well. We were very fortunate. Of course, apart from some, I think, those in Sha'alam and Klang, most of them, they were not really close to us. But the flood that happened end of last year, I think. How was it last year? End of last year. So there were a handful of them affected, but not serious. Then we managed to help them. So that was the beautiful scenario that we able to witness. Then we get to understand what life really is. We have to adopt, adjust to new normal, new requirements. All these are the result of change. When condition arise, it manifests differently and change for the better. It will evolve. Even the environment will evolve. Humanity will have to evolve and adjust accordingly. So tonight we are very fortunate to have the condition to revert back to our physical class. Just now they open up, they have allowed all this activity, and a lot of things has been like relaxed, especially the SOP and all this thing. So now there is no restriction as to capacity of gathering and the way you gather, provided basic we call it basic social distancing, if possible, we should still adopt those which are useful and helpful. Like when you are at a restaurant, before you eat, you put on your mask. When you are served a drink, only you take off your mask. And even as you walk around, go outside, you still preferably have the mask with you. Then when you gather, of course, we try to have some form of social distancing, like what we have today is very good. At the last count, I think it was 19 of us. So we should all really rejoice that on the first Tuesday class, we have a very good attendance, 19 of us. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so with this, maybe I will do the invocation to the devas. Then after that, we will have our meditation. Then from there on, we can have our Tuesday class sharing. We will be sharing from this book, The Wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta. Maybe today, just for today, we will go to the Bodhisattva vow. It's like we do the Bodhisattva vow revision. Okay, taking the Bodhisattva vow, page 1. The making of special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way. So you all with your hands palm forward. With the faith Sada Virya, then with firm affirmation we will chant. Together we recite, following the yellow card. Like I said just now, we are going to help you all to develop the faith, the affinity, and the understanding of renewing this Bodhisattva vows. So taking of the Bodhisattva vows, page 1. First is to make special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way. So this one, we will have to prepare ourselves with faith, then with determination, with understanding in front of the altar, and led by somebody who has the understanding. Then we shall commence this special aspiration. Let us chant together, following the yellow card. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past till now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the following right Dhamma understanding, life after life, whenever it chooses to come, or it has to come in the form of a form and mind. The first right view is right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama. The second one is right view with regards to the law of dependent origination, or the dwelling citta niyama. And the third right view is right view with regards to the four noble truths, Dhamma Niyama. The second understanding is to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly. We are the direct seeing, to realize that they are all conditioned arising entities, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self, and empty. That this so-called living being, or the five aggregates of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tools for me to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thought, right speeches, and right action to be a blessing to all, and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite the understanding the following profound Dhamma, or Dhamma profoundly, is the same. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta, vedanak anicchang, vedanak anatta. Sanya anicang, sanya anatta, sankara anicang, sankara anatta, vijnanang anicang, vijnanang anatta, sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkhang, sabbe dhamma anatta. Then the third right understanding is, having developed the above right views, this nature of mind vow to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts via following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. The first set of pure Bodhisattva precept is to avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusions are evil. They are the roots of all evil. Right? Then the second set of pure precept is to cultivate all virtue and blessings leading to the perfection of them all. Then finally, the third set of pure precept is to cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So these three of pure precepts are very important. Yeah? They can actually help you in many ways. You look at the three, yeah? It's more or less like the advice of the Buddha, except it's more like profound with better, deeper understanding. And the third pure precept is not only limited to purification of mind leading to enlightenment. If it's just purification of mind, like the normal advice of Sammasambuddha, then it can lead to sainthood way, and you may become any of the enlightened beings, like Sotapan, Sakadagami, Anagami, or Arahant. But here, we are walking the Bodhisattva way, taking the Bodhisattva vow. That's why we improve on it by cultivating all wisdom. We have to cultivate all wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So this one will help us fulfill our first basic vow of the Bodhisattva. Okay, so these three sets of pure precepts are very important. Understand it so that life after life, apart from the usual five precepts or whatever precepts you are taking, you should have these three sets of pure precepts that Bodhisattva take. Yeah. Okay, then the next one is the taking of the four basic vow of a Bodhisattva. This one you must have strong affirmation and faith. Just as all the previous Sugata, the Buddha generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of the Bodhisattva training, so too were this nature of mind, for the sake of all living beings, generates the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of the Bodhisattva training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be strongly planted within our nature. Then this nature of ours will take the four basic vows now. Let us recite together. This nature of mind further vows with utmost sincerity, faith, and perseverance to walk to perfection this Bodhisattva way. We are taking the following initial four basic vows of a Bodhisattva. This nature of my vow to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. This nature of my vow to endure and severe all vexation and suffering. This nature of my vow to cultivate and penetrate all dhammas, to realize the perfection of all wisdom. This nature of my vows to perfect the 10 perfections, or the 10 paramitas, to realize the unsurpassed Sammasambuddhahood. Then page 3 are the additional vow to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. This one is very important if you are the cultivator of the way, especially Bodhisattva. If you don't break your karmic obstruction, you cannot finish your cultivation. Yeah. Yeah, the karmic obstruction are very heavy, very severe. Yeah. Okay, we will go to it. The first additional vow. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are ignorant, delusion and heedlessness, that this nature of mind had offended or done anything wrong, how to the triple jab, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. This nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. So this first additional vow, once you make it, it will be like automatic, because all the enlightened beings, especially Bodhisattvas, they have this vow to forgive all beings, whether knowingly or unknowingly, they have caused them any karmic negativity or misunderstanding. It is automatically forgiven. So if you request, the nature's law will automatically neutralize it. Then the next one, the second additional vow. Whomsoever from the distant past till now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind had caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that all these karmic obstructions can be amicably dissolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mind to continue with its cultivation to realize the true Dharma with ease. Then the third additional vow. This nature of mind also vow to repent, and from now onwards, vow never to repeat any of this karmic negativity born of greed, hatred, and delusion. By following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify our mind, we are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts and cultivate the Buddha Dharma diligently, so that it will never violate this law of karma again whenever it arises. So when you make this additional vow, it will prevent your future wrongdoing. Because when you vow, then it will manifest. In future, when you arise, all this, the condition behind arising, all this understanding, they will manifest because of your Bodhi mind and your firm affirmation with faith and understanding of all these things. Then the fourth additional vow. By the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mind has cultivated since the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind to have the ability to overcome all other karmic obstructions or obstacles amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life, life after life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to fulfill and realize all its Bodhisattva vows. Then lastly, additional miscellaneous vow to enhance our cultivation. This nature of my vow to be successful in fulfilling all my above vows soon as possible. This nature of my vow to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance always. This nature of my vows to strengthen my five spiritual faculties, Asada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, until they become ballast or power, line after line, so that all the above vows can be successfully fulfilled with ease. Then the last one, this nature of my vow to cultivate extensively all virtues, blessings and merits to help support my cultivation so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine when needed in time of trials, difficulties and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all pay respect mindfully to all the great beings. Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings. Before we commence our meditation, I think I have one more announcement. From this class onward, I think we will revert back to the way we arrange our puja. Stephanie is here. She is Tuesday class treasurer. So we must remind her. Last time we used to do this, Pamasuri will arrange our flowers. All this we will reimburse from Tuesday class, Kayamita Fund. And whatever you buy, you make offering so that all Kayamita get to partake. I think today, because we didn't really do it following the earlier way, because it was our first class, everybody was excited to attend. So we just bring our own thing. Then I think they already share out the course themselves. But never mind. For today, special, because they did it. And all those who have brought whatever offering, you can also rejoice. Then what is more important is the participation of this fiscal puja and sharing is very, very important and wholesome. And what I want to do is actually to let all other Kayamitas who are not able to participate or come to also partake. That's why we will try our best to get Kayamita Fund to be involved in the buying of the offerings, the basic important offerings. In fact, the incense, the candle, I think a lot of people buy and just make offering. Then my wife has more than enough to use throughout the year. In fact, Dr. J. Ananda and many other Kayamita, they used to buy and bring. But for the Tuesday class offering, normally it's Pamasuri who arranged the flower arrangement and all those things. And we're supposed to reimburse her, but I don't know how she settled with Stephanie. Stephanie, you and Padmasuri. So continue with that. Then your garland also, if you want to share part of it with the Kayamita Fund, you let Padmasuri know. Maybe share half of what I leave it to you, how you want to arrange it. This one is to let those who are not able to have the condition to partake to at least benefit through the Kayamita funds. And some may be overseas, like some in New Zealand, some in Canada, and some in Australia, I think. And there are others in other parts of the world, maybe some in Thailand, UK, and other states. So this is to develop the understanding so that we can all get to participate and partake in all this wholesomeness. That's why I would encourage the physical class to resume so that all of you can develop this faith and very strong what they call understanding of cultivation. When you are attending the physical class like last time, it's very different. We are all our chanting, our vibration, collective consciousness, they are all different. That's why all this can bring about a lot of additional wholesomeness and mind states that allow cultivator to really benefit. And those who are not around, even butchering in Singapore, I hope she can listen to all this so that she can develop the understanding to rejoice. Anyway, they will also benefit because I will be going down to Singapore end of this month, 28th until 30th. So 28th to 30th, no class because I won't be available. But there were conditions for me to go to Singapore because Sui is there too, and Ben also will be there. And we will be meeting out with Po Cheng and the Singapore parameters. In fact, two of them have made requests to offer Dana to us, to me, my wife, and my daughter, and Ben. So we rejoice with all their awesomeness and good condition and affinity. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. In fact, T.K. Chan has requested it long ago. He wrote to me through WhatsApp requesting for permission to make Dana offering. I said, can, no problem. I said, but provided you can make a trip to KL, otherwise it's very difficult. Then I said, just let things be. When conditions arise, it will manifest. Then because of this unusual condition, which my daughter and Ben, they planned the trip because they're going back to JB, Johor, their hometown, Ben's hometown. Then they also want to go to Singapore to do something. I also want to go to Singapore to do something. So everything fall into place. That's why the date was selected. We booked the flight. And everything fall into place. So when I'm there, they will also get to do the Dana and all the wholesomeness. So all these are possible because of understanding, affinity, and condition. So with this, I think we can have a short meditation. Maybe 20 minutes enough instead of the usual 1 hour. Okay, we are off the light and we will have our 20 minutes of awareness-based meditation. You can either lie down, relax, maintain awareness, then silent everything. Or in the sitting posture, relax, maintain awareness, and silent to stabilize the awareness. For those who have already developed the ability to stabilize the awareness, you can just meditate straight away. Then remember the four support. Relax body and mind completely. Then maintain awareness, the second support. When you are aware, you don't think. That's why silent. Silent everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then the third support is maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours, you can do it. Or in your waking moment. Later on, when you have developed the skill and the ability, even when you are resting your body or you are sleeping, your awareness can go in. It's up to you. Then lastly, for those who already know how to develop the stability of awareness, means you already have the ability to realize your true mind, your true nature. Then from there, you can develop the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your nature to do the meditation. You don't interfere with your thought process. You don't interfere with your memory, your brain, your conditioning, your belief system, and other things. So trust your nature to develop the meditation means You keep your awareness at the heart area and silence everything and allow the awareness nature to detect the gateway. Whatever you come into contact with, let the nature move on its own without interference from the thought. That's why trust means trust your nature to meditate. No more thought, movement, or activity. Okay, then the other thing is, I sent out earlier on in the Maikaya Metta website sharing, there is a saying that was done by Miss Lee. She, after hearing my talk, my Dhamma sharing, she managed to capture this very important understanding of meditation. Then she put it into a rectangular block where he get the thing type out. And she did it very nicely and offered to me during one of this annual Kaya Metta gathering, which also coincide with my birthday. The message is very important. I used to share this with all Kaya Metta while at the retreat and during the classes. The first thing you need to do is you must silent means no thought, silent your mind. That's why I put that silent. Then, comma, aware. Silent, then relax. Relax, then aware. So when you are silent, relax, and aware, you don't think. That's why after that, something will happen. Then I say, just let it return to its original state. Then you will realize your true mind, your true nature. So that message is, in fact, meditation. Silent, relax, aware. Then let the mundane mind slow down and return to its original state before the stirring. That's why it will return to its original state before the stirring. And you will realize your true mind. So your true mind is actually your true nature, your awareness nature within. So all of meditation, awareness-based meditation, is to realize this awareness within. So remember that saying. I repeat, you listen. So the first thing is to silent. Silent means no thinking, no verbalization, no chattering, completely without any activity of mind, silent. Then relax, body and mind, completely relax. Then aware. Aware means the awareness nature before the knowing, before the arising of thought, before the thinking process. So these three things you can do, you will develop the awareness-based meditation very easily. So silent, relax, aware. Then let the mind return to its original state. Then you will realize your true mind, which is your true nature. That is what meditation is all about. Okay, you all can slowly mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Today, maybe we just continue our sharing for a little bit only, because now it's already almost 9:30. I think I continue for 10 minutes of sharing. Then we will have our meditation reporting and second session. Okay, we are at page 283 of this book, The Lotus Flower Sutta. So the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. The Buddha of St. Paul, this single ray, and I and those assembled here, we within this, those rhymes and land, the various special wonders. The spiritual mind of the Buddhas and their wisdom is most rare. Emitting a single pure light, they can illuminate the limitless land. Seeing this, we have all obtained what we have never had. Disciple of the Buddha, would you pray, resolve the assembly is down? Then we have the request for an answer. And statement of matter which are not understood and asking for an answer. Okay, we go to the commentaries. The Buddha sends for this singery, the white hair mark like, and I and those assembled here, I and the great assembly, view within those rhyme and land, seize the territories which contain the various special wonders, ban ineffable numbers of them. The spiritual mind of the Buddhas and their wisdom is most rare, means the spiritual power of the Buddha. The strength of their spiritual penetration and their wisdom is rare. There is nothing in the world that can compare with them. Then emitting a single pure light, they can illuminate limitless land. They illuminate limitless land. Seeing this, we have all, I myself and all present in the assembly, obtained what we have never had. None of us had ever seen anything like that before. Disciple of the Buddha, Manju, disciple of the Dhamma King, pray, resolve the assembly is down. I hope that you will resolve everyone's question on those matter so that we may be free of doubt. So these are the doubt that most of those who can't understand wants to understand. How come the single light, the pure light that can illuminate the limitless land, can just manifest from the Buddha for him? Then the sutta continues. The fourfold multitude with joy looks up to you, human one, and to me. Why had the world honored one emitted such a brilliant light? Disciple of the Buddha, answer now to resolve our doubt so we may rejoice. What benefit is to be gained by putting forth this brilliant light, the wondrous Dhamma, the Buddha again, as he said in the field of the way? Does he wish now to preach it, or is he going to give protection? The manifesting of the Buddha lands adorned with many jewels and pure, as well as the vision of the Buddha, does not betoken a small condition. Mind you, it should be known, the four assembly, dragons and spirits, look to you, human one, hopefully. What is it that is to be said? Then the commentary. Manjushri is evading the question, but the Bodhisattva Maitreya continue to ask. With each question, Manjushri remains silent, however. Then the fourfold multitude with joy. At this time, the bhikkhu sangha, the bhikkhuni, the upasika, and the upasikas, the fourfold assembly, look up to you, human one, and to me. Why are all happy and waiting for your explanation? They look up at you, human one, and they look at me because they want us to answer their question and resolve the doubt. And the next part of the sutta is, why has the world-honored one emitted such a brilliant light? Disciple of the Buddha, answer now, resolve our doubt, so we may rejoice. So the commentary says, enable us to cast out our doubts and become happy. Why are there doubts? Because no one understands or recognizes these states. When everyone understands them, they will certainly be happy. And next part of the sutta, what benefit is to be gained? So the commentary, what is it that the Buddha is planning to do in the way of benefiting living beings? By putting forth this brilliant light, he sends out the brilliant light to shine across 18,000 worlds to the east, thus making use of the wonderful functioning of his spiritual penetration. That wondrous Dhamma, the Buddha gained, as he said in the field of the way. The Buddha said in the Bodhi Mandala and obtained the wonderful Dhamma. Does he wish now to preach it? Does he want to speak the wonderful Dhamma the Buddha certified to and obtained? Does he wish to speak out or speak about it to everyone? Or is he going to give prediction? Or does he want to confer prediction upon everyone? Of the two alternatives, preferably the Buddha had one in mind. The manifesting of the Buddha land adorning with many jewels and pure. Every Buddha land is adorned with the precious ornaments, as well as the vision of the Buddhas. Does not be token small condition. The causes and condition, I believe, are mostly, certainly not trivial ones. They are certainly great, but I do not understand them. Manju, it should be known, the four assembly, dragons and spirit, the four assembly, the eightfold division of ghosts and spirits, and so forth, look to you, human one, hopefully. They stand at attention with their gaze fixed upon you, O human one. What is it that is to be said? What Dhamma is the Buddha going to speak? Which of the Dhamma is he going to speak? Please, Manjusri, be compassionate and instruct us in this matter. Okay, so we continue for a bit more. The Sutta. At that time, Manjusri addressed the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Maitreya and all great lords, saying, good man, in my estimation, the Buddha, the world-honored one, now wishes to speak the great Dhamma, to let fall the great Dhamma rain, to blow the great Dhamma conch, to beat the great Dhamma drum, and to proclaim the great Dhamma doctrine. So the commentaries. At that time, right now, when the Bodhisattva Manjusri had heard the Bodhisattva Maitreya request that he explain away the doubt, he addressed the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Maitreya and all the other great lords. All the great Bodhisattva present in the assembly, he said, good man, you who cultivate in my estimation according to my calculation and causes and conditions taking place here seems to indicate that the Buddha, the world honored one, now wishes to speak the great Dhamma, which has never been spoken before. To let fall the great Dhamma rain, just like rain from the sky, which moistens all the living beings with potential, that is all living beings. To blow the great Dhamma conch, to alert all living beings, to beat the great Dhamma drum, to cause them all to awaken from their dreams, to proclaim the great Dhamma doctrine, to expound the great Dhamma principles. Okay, next part of the sutta. Good man, I have in the past, in the presence of other Buddhas, seen such potence. Having emitted this light, they immediately spoke the great Dhamma. Therefore, it should be known that the manifestation of light by the present Buddha is also thus, where he wishes to lead all living beings to hear and understand this Dhamma, which in the whole world is hard to believe. He manifests. He therefore manifests this potence. Then the commentary, good man, all of you good men, I had in the past in the presence of all Buddhas or other Buddhas, during the time of other Buddha in the past, seen such potent. Having emitted this light, they immediately spoke the great Dhamma. Previously, there was a discussion on making offering to the Triple Gem, but I have not yet finished and have something more to add. Why should people make offering to the Triple Gem? You may wonder, why should a Triple Gem or Triple Jewel make offering to me? The Triple Jewel does not make offering to you because you are not one of the Triple Jewel, and so you are not entitled to receive offering. Why should one receive offering or make offering to the Triple Gem? It's because the Triple Gem provides a place for one to plant blessings. If you would like to seek blessing, you must perform acts of merits and virtue before the Triple Gem. If you do not make offering to the Triple Gem in future, then you become Buddha. Nobody will make offering to you. To say nothing of becoming a Buddha, if you don't make offering to the Triple Gem now, even when you leave home to become a monk, no one will make offering to you. Why not? Because when you were at home, you didn't make offering to the Triple Gem. So Dana Parami, making offering, is very important. I often think, why does anyone make offering to me? It's because before I left home, I didn't make offering to the Triple Gem. That is why now that I have left home, very few people make offering to me. I constantly bring forth a heart full of repentance. I am extremely ashamed. So now I wish to explain this principle to you so that you won't have to be like me and have no one offering to you. By making offering to the Triple Gem, one cultivates blessings and cultivates wisdom. To cultivate wisdom, one must print sutra and propagate the Buddha Dharma or do other works to spread the Dharma. Didn't I mention this before? An example is our present preparation for publishing a magazine, which is all part of the cultivating wisdom. If you want to cultivate wisdom, you must support the work of propagating the Dhamma. This one is very true. If you want to cultivate blessing, you should make offering to Triple Gem. If you don't make offering to Triple Gem, then in the future, then you are one of the Triple Gem. No one make offerings to you, as I just said. So now, before you are part of the Triple Gem, you must support it and take care of it, cultivating both blessings and wisdom. If you cultivate blessing but do not cultivate wisdom, you are like an elephant wearing a necklace of beads. If you cultivate wisdom but not blessing, you are like the Arahant with an empty begging bowl. So this one is just giving you an analogy here, that the virtue and wisdom must be cultivated together, hand in hand. I read a bit more. What does that mean? If you merely concentrate on cultivating wisdom and do not cultivate blessing, in the future, when you certify to the fruit and realize Arahantship, no one will make offering to you. But yesterday you said that if someone said for 10 days, people would certainly make offering to them, you think. How could it be that a certified Arahant will receive no offering? I find this terrifying. The Buddha Dharma is too dangerous. It would probably be better not to study it at all. That may be the case. But if you don't cultivate the Buddha Dharma, you won't ever become a Buddha. If you want to slide down, do as you please. If you want to become a Buddha, if you think, I understand the Buddha Dharma quite clearly, and I shall certainly be diligent and seek progress in my study of it, then you should break through all the various difficulties and go forward in your cultivation. Cultivate blessings and wisdom. If you don't cultivate blessings, no one will make offering to you. If you don't cultivate wisdom, you will be stupid. Okay, I think we stop here. So we will now continue with our second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have, Q&A. Then we can also have our Dhamma sharing, where you can share whatever Dhamma experience that you have come across with Dhamma in daily life. Okay, we have here physically about 19 of us here. Then there are two on the Zoom link, Sister Po Cheng and Sister Ng Bi.
很久没有share了。
对，两年多了。
老实说，我其实很，这两年来我几乎没有，怎么讲，好像躲在山洞里面那种感觉。刚开始是 NCO 嘛，那后来怎么讲，应该是说这两年对我来讲好像是两天而已
啊，对，过得很快啊。
对，那我应该这样子讲，我去年我有回了一趟台湾
啊，对，他们讲你回台湾。
我从可以 home quarantine 我就马上回去了。那我回台湾的时候，我第一次回去这么久，我也第一次这么久没有回去。
OK。
那我回去大概两个月，因为我花了三个礼拜在 quarantine。那因为那时候台湾比较严格，所以我是两个礼拜在 hotel， 然后一个礼拜在家里 quarantine。但是我非常的enjoy 那个 quarantine。
哇，好啊，
因为我从来没这么 peaceful 过。甚至它会比 retreat 更，我不会讲，那种感觉是，反正我应该很想赶快离开那个 hotel， 然后回家。因为我已经很
不错不错，
我已经
Yeah.
应该是那时候我应该是两年多没有回家了。
Yeah.
我也第一次那么久没有回去。可是那个 hotel， 我当然我们都不能离开，就是都在那个 hotel 里面。那我还是一样在工作。我还是一样继续工作，因为我的工作是可以 work from home 的嘛。
对。
然后我会发现其实那两个礼拜，因为我完全没有接触外面，
对，没有接触外面，
甚至它比 retreat 还要是一个人的 retreat，
对
，retreat 是整个 group 大家一起 retreat，
对，还有
那我在
接触，
对，因为你在 group retreat 里面，你还是会跟别人有沟通，有什么，
对，
可是我在里面，我除了工作，我就是跟我自己在一起而已。那个感觉真的是非常的好。
哇，沙丘沙丘。
因为而且从那个感觉之后，我发现我自己一个人是真的非常的自在。
哇，沙丘沙丘。
所以从那个 retreat 出来，甚至我回家，其实我回家还需要再 quarantine 一个礼拜。那可是整个过程让我非常的满足
沙丘很好啊。
真的是，其实我没做什么，我就是我不知道，因为我觉得平时我在平时的生活里面也没有太多的 勉强自己，
对对，
我也蛮自由的，
对 对。
但是我在那个 hotel 里面，哇，我发现我更自由。
哦，是啊，对。
所以我不会讲那种感觉，
对对。
我甚至跟我老公说，哦，我愿意一天到晚回去 quarantine。
啊，是啊，对，是啊，对，是啊，对，很好。
所以，可是自从那次以后，我甚至待在家里，我也都很少出门了。
嗯。
然后你就会发现你整个人会变得很安静
哦，是啊，对，
然后变得非常的能够跟自己在一起，
对，是啊，对，很好。
所以那个感觉，当然你回到正常生活之后，其实我会发现好像不像以前那样子说，哦，有很啊，比方说从 retreat 回来，可能你需要，你过了一段时间之后，你就会发现你跟原来好像没有差很多。
对。
但是我觉得，我这次以后我就觉得我可以一直维持那一个非常 silent 的。
境界，境界，蛮久。
没有啦，没有讲，不用，境界太。就是那个状态，所以、
那个状态，
所以我怎么讲，让我，所以这次我那时候虽然是去年的事了，我去年回去两个月这样子，我会觉得其实对我整个虽然没有发生什么事，但是对我整个人生，我觉得是我非常美好的一段时间。
对对对。
那我不知道这两年大家的生活怎么样，但是我非常的就我真的这两年的生活
了解了解，
所以就会变成其实我不能说我有我有读很多达玛书什么的，没有，所以我就反正我就是跟我自己，我随时都跟我自己在一起就是了。
对对对，
那外界的工作我还是有继续在进行，但是那种感觉是很不一样的。
不一样不一样。So rejoice, 继续 rejoice, 杀掉杀掉杀掉，很好。So I will explain a bit, 然后你有问题吗？
没有
啊，嗯、，Okay, I will explain a bit for the benefit of those who don't know Mandarin. I think PG, do you understand? Do you understand what we will share? Huh? Cannot. Okay. So what she share is very beautiful. So he say, even though we go through almost 2 years plus of pandemic, then a lot of people experience the pandemic differently. But for her, she actually make a trip home to Taiwan last year, I think sometime last year. And she has to go to 2 weeks of hotel quarantine, like what happened to those Malaysians coming back from overseas, the same 2 weeks. Sui's friend Ben also was in the hotel for 2 weeks. But for his case, it was slightly different. He liked the food there. He said the food there was really good. Then he also liked to like do the thing that he liked to do. Means being an IT graduate, young, they have a lot of things to do. As long as you have Wi-Fi and handphone and all those things, they can interact. But for Hui Rong, she said that 2 weeks was amazing. She said he went through the 2 weeks with such experience that really she felt it's like so different. For the first time, he was able to experience the more quiet environment where he doesn't have to interact with much people, hardly interact with any people. Most of the time is with her own self. And she feel a lot more peaceful, quiet. Of course, she has to continue with her work. And her work is such, she can work from home. She don't have to go to office and all those things. So she can keep herself occupied and develop all those whatever work details that she needs to do. And apart from that, he realized he spent a lot of time with his own nature within. And that one really make her feel very, very good. It's much better than going to retreat. That type of peace, that type of calmness, that type of quiet environment where you don't interact with people make her very peaceful. And she liked those 14 days of quarantine experience or condition. So as far as my nature's understanding is, very likely is because she, without her knowing it, she already has this ability to be with her nature most of the time. And she don't have this, what they call, like, you feel boring, you feel lonely, then you think a lot. And that thing doesn't happen. If she think a lot, the healer's thinking will make her restless, make her lack of peace and all. But in her case, it was different. That's why you can see her actually developing the joy and the understanding of the difference she felt when she was there in the 14 days quarantine, as even opposed to during retreat. In fact, retreat, most people feel more peaceful, more calm, more tranquil, and more like silent within, because at the retreat, you can actually cut off all your other worldly activity, all of your work thing and career thing and other daily activity. You only develop cultivation. You only develop some form of interaction. If you have to do your duty, or you just do whatever that is within your understanding to do while you develop the cultivation and the retreat. But she found this 2 weeks quarantine experience transforming her and able to make her so peaceful, until she said she also feels strange that it can happen in that way, because it was even more that experience that she goes through is even more profound than what she experienced during normal retreat, meditation retreat, or meditative retreat. So there must be understanding behind, otherwise you cannot be in that state. So for people who can like spend time with their own nature within, and yet not agitated, not having all this restlessness, the feeling of loneliness, this is meditative understanding. You can be with your own nature, peaceful, quiet, still. And within that understanding and condition, she can do her work. She can do whatever she needs to do. And that, to me, is very, very transformative and very good. Because as a cultivator, you not only develop understanding and wisdom, like she explained just now, she felt she didn't really read a lot, she didn't really develop a lot of understanding or wisdom. But naturally, she can settle down into the 2 weeks of quarantine. We don't call it retreat, the 2 weeks of quarantine, and become so peaceful and so at ease and feel so good about the whole experience, even though it's quarantine. Like your whole movement is being restricted. You can't even walk out of the hotel room. So that was the restriction. The confinement was to the hotel room. Then people bring the food to you. Then you have to take it in yourself. And after you finish, you put it out. So all these are very beautiful experience that she has gone through. And in fact, 2 weeks is not short. So most people who have not developed the understanding to accept the reality, like what she said, she is not a person that complains a lot. She is very contented with life, with most things. And that character, that understanding, gave her the ability to be at peace. Because contentment in whatever situation you are in means she developed the understanding that quarantine means quarantine. That's it. You want things your way, which is not the nature's way or condition laid out, then you will have dukkha, you will have suffering. But she didn't manifest any of that, which means she has that quality, which she also realized. And to me, that one need to be developed to our own cultivation, our own training, and maybe inherited from past condition and cultivation. So, 那一段 你能够接受, 你有那个满足心是吧? Contentment is very helpful. And that can make you peaceful in wherever you are, whatever condition you may be. Yeah, your mind is not like the heedless one who complain a lot, worry a lot, and eager to want to just finish off with the quarantine and bye bye and just leave. But because you didn't have such negativity of mind, you didn't have so much of what the normal heedless people has, the restless mind, the mind that complain a lot, and the mind that actually react to restriction, control, and all those things. So not many people can have that type of training unless they are really cultivated with the Dhamma, and they know how to really develop awareness, mindfulness, to do the thing that they want to do. Like for your case, it's mainly be with yourself and doing your work from the hotel room. Then be contented with whatever that is being delivered to you. And you feel so good about the stay. And 你回家的时候也是一样, 那个一个礼拜不能出来, 压下去, 可以啊。
回家基本上是不鼓励, 但是不禁止,
okay,
但是我也还是待在家里啦。
yeah.
但是我其实, 因为那个时候, Malaysia 是还蛮严重的时候, 然后不过台湾是, 都是零嘛, 那可是我在那时候, 我那时候有一天, 就是那七天的其中有一天, 因为我的房间是落地窗是玻璃, 然后是在我家最上面,
okay.
然后我爸爸很喜欢做木工, 他在外面做木工,
okay.
然后我在里面工作, 我那时候好感动, 我可以站在里面看到我爸爸 在做木工, 那种感动, 你会觉得, 反正你会常常会觉得很多 moment 你都非常的 感动跟感恩。
Yeah, sadhu. Oh, 感恩 is the best. 感动 of course, because he's your father. After so long, you haven't seen him. That's why that the expression of 感恩 and 感动 is very beautiful.
所以其实当应该是说整个大概是三个礼拜，它会让我的那不是敏感，我不觉得那是敏感，而是那是会非常的细腻的。其实你没有想，就像我就讲，
对，
其实没有在
想，没有
想
了，你没有在想了啊。But that feeling arrives.
对，但是你会进到很细腻的那种感觉，然后你是没有什么好担心啊，什么什么喜怒，都没有，
对，没有的，没有的，
所以我会非常，我觉得那三个礼拜对我整个，我觉得它影响我很大，就是
影响到你很多，
嗯，
改变了你的 ability to understand，
对对对对，
因为它是一个 sudden shift that happened。And 那个 shift 它 happen for a good reason， because 它是一个好像you don't like the word 境界，它是 like it's just like you have that profound experience of a sudden shift in transformation of the way you interact with the environment and with the individual that is around during those quarantine period. Even at home, you say one day, one out of the 7 day, when you saw your father outside your room via the glass window doing his timber work, 是木工是吧？You felt very like full of the second one is gratitude. 感恩，第一个是什么了？那个话语字你用感动，感动啊，感动。The English word is like 感动啊，very touch.By what he do, but like she said, she's not thinking one. It's not thinking one. Yeah. Because when you observe with the silent mind, with the awareness within, it's not with the thought, but you feel the gratitude. That's why I say the gratitude part is the one that make her 感动, like very touched. And like she explained, she's not worrying about the father, but she know the father is.Doing fine and doing the thing that he liked to do, and after so long haven't seen the father, and he felt that strong gratitude and 感动 emotion, the positive emotion. He feel very touched by what she observed, the way he go about doing his thing. Means you know, he know the father is doing fine, the father is stillwhat they call same old father that he used to know, and he had the joy inside, that's like the gratitude towards the father, and the joy that she see when she was at home. So this type of experience or understanding can only manifest when you have some form of understanding of your own mindWhen you cannot understand your own mind, you cannot develop this type of mind state. We are people who think a lot, who act according to memory, views, opinion, and conditioning. They tend to chatter a lot, verbalize a lot, complain, comment, and all those things. But her case, most of the time, she is quiet, peaceful, contemplative.Then she can actually silently observe things. That's why she can be in that state. Even at the hotel, it's a 2 weeks of training and conditioning. And when she reached home, she is still in that happy mind state. Yeah, most of the time she can still be with herself. Yeah. Actually, to be able to be with your own nature is something that only true cultivator can do. Krishnamurti call it aloneness. I write down aloneness. This word is very important. As opposed to the other word, loneliness. You can understand what is loneliness today. Yeah? But aloneness is very beautiful. This one is very negative. You feel lonely, understand? Loneliness. And like you are not peaceful. You feel you are very lonely. You need to talk to somebody. You need to go out. You need to interact. Whereas this one, aloneness, is something very beautiful. This mind state. Here it means you can be with yourself, peaceful, happy, tranquil. That's why ability to be alone within your own nature is something only cultivator can do. Most people cannot stay alone. Most people, when they are alone, they become miserable. That's why they have loneliness issue and problem. So this is what Krishnamurti used to share. He said, when you have this loneliness or when you are lonely, you become miserable. But if you can be with yourself, aloneness is different. That one is a quality of a wise person who is aware and most of the time can be at peace in all situations. So ability to stay alone is not easy. A lot of people will go cuckoo or mad if they are alone for too long. If they don't interact with anything, they cannot take it. But for us who know how to meditate and develop awareness, we develop the understanding of being alone. Because whether we are alone within with our nature, or we feel lonely because of our thought process, you can understand. 这两个不一样的. Yeah. If you feel lonely because your thought says so, then this is heedlessness. This is delusion. This is the thought telling you, hey, you better go out and look for somebody to talk to or whatever. Otherwise, it makes you cuckoo. It makes you miserable. But you can be at peace with yourself, alone within, with the awareness. Then you realize that awareness is our true nature, our true mind. From there, everything arises. If you want to know, you can know. If you don't want to know, no need to know. Then that peace is independent of the thought, independent of concept, idea, belief system, where the thought doesn't interfere. That's why that type of ability is very, very profound, very deep, and not easy to come by. And for her case, she is moving into that direction. If she can be in those happy states, even while going through the 2 weeks and the 1 week of quarantine. Yeah? And she went back for a total of 2 months, 2个月. So you were able to travel around and be with your family for about 1 month plus. Huh? How was the experience? 也是 2 weeks 在 hotel?
没有，因为我是。 一可以在家 home quarantine， 一可以申请 home quarantine，
我就回台湾。那个时候 good，所以我才那个时候回去。 that is different， yeah， no need to be at the hotel， yeah， 我知道，那个时候 just after Ben came back， I think Ben came back still got to quarantine 2 weeks， but after that I think 1 month later no need to quarantine， home quarantine， yeah， then later on they reduced to 1 week。
所以我是在家 quarantine
一个礼拜啊，哦，that one was good，
我杀掉很好。但是我会发现啊，其实哦，不 quarantine
已经不重要了，不重要了，没有 different
了，就那只是一个机会，对对对
，like 一个 experience you go through， I call that。 境界 but you all Mandarin maybe the word 境界 is like
没有啊，因为境界好像很厉害，special
meditative state but for me I use that word is like you go to a experience that type of mind state yeah my Mandarin limited I don't know what is the right Mandarin word just now, I think she mentioned an experience. Mandarin 叫什么 experience? 经验啊，一个体验。对对 ，I think that word is the correct one. 一个体验，like you go through a type of. Is it a test? 体验 ，not test. 体验 wow, Mandarin a lot of meaning but I know roughly I know what is the meaning it's very beautiful so understanding all this is very important that's why you can be in those mind state yeah 二人你要讲
没有啊，最后我要讲说为什么我会回来上课 其实照以前我的习性，我这么久没有上课，其实我一定就不会回来上课了。因为我会觉得很拍谁嘛。那一天 ，Alicia 一直有send message 给我。他告诉我说，要开始回来上课。
Physical class
我那时候。 我都没有回他 message， 因为我已经很拍死了。那我那时候，我其实我没有任何感，我也没有想说我要不要回来上课。那只是有隔天吧，我在开车，那时候。 我也不知道为什么，我其实没有在想这件事。可是那时候有一个很强烈的那种感觉告诉我自己说，不可以闭门造车。哇，好啊！<笑>闭门造车的意思就是说你自己在家里，觉得反正就是你自己在家里怎么样怎么样怎么样。你自我感觉可能，总而言之。 我那个当下，我有那个想法的时候，我就决定我一定要回来。很好，因为虽然这个方式跟我以前不大一样，但是我知道，我不能躲在家里，因为我本来就是一个很不喜欢参加任何团体或参人的人，所以变成。 我如果躲在家里，我就是闭门造车。
对对对对。
所以我，而且 有机会接触佛法一定要把握。
哇，杀掉
杀掉杀掉。所以 那个当下、
yeah.
那个当下我其实是在开车，然后我就告诉 Anne 说有机会接触佛法我没有把握。
杀掉杀掉。
所以我虽然觉得很开心，所以我还是回来杀
掉。啊，好啊好啊，yeah, 因为你有了那个 understanding， 杀掉杀掉 ，let us rejoice。应该要感恩你。呀呀呀呀呀。No, also because of condition meant to be. Actually, 早一阵子 is also the same early on. And suddenly.I don't know what happened that day, a few months back, I think. I was trying to, make a call. Then I don't know what happened. I pressed the wrong button. It went to N Chong. Then when it rang, how come a lady voice? I supposed to call my son. That's a lady voice. Then she recognized my voice. She said, Pratyua!哎，我说 Anna， 为什么会是你？哦、，Then she said， 另外一位，，Then we continue to talk。哦 ，Then she also told me the same thing 哦，哎，，Looking forward to the Tuesday physical class。啊，她也是 like feel 蛮久没有 attend class 了，我说等啊等那个 SOP。放松了 can come back, then we will have the physical class. Then at the same time, she said she got something to share with me. Any end? 在吗？你要讲你的故事吗？啊，你的眼睛的。Next time 啦、哦，下次。Yeah, 下次，下次。哦，对哦，不够时间哦 ，5 minutes more, yeah.So next time, let her tell you. That was very beautiful. She also went through some, I don't call it, crisis. The word is too strong. She went through, a phase of like life and death thing, which is also beautiful. But I leave it to her to share, if she wants to. Which is very beautiful.Then after she said, he told me, he said, but do you really don't believe what can happen? It's like the Dhamma really got a lot of amazing miracle. So a lot of things happened. And she went through the whole thing and she recovered. Let her tell you the detail. So this is what I meant by the causes and conditions. So,I knew Anne would come back once the physical class start because she told me she wants to come back. Then I didn't know Alicia texts you. Then you had this dilemma, which is very beautiful. Just for her, Huirong, I translate a bit on what she said. She like felt paisei, don't want to attend because didn't come for so long. So it's like I always say, who is paisei? The thought. It's the thought. Then she reflected and contemplated. She said, last time she think like that one. She is a person who don't like outside activity one. Don't like to go to this type of thing one. Then moreover, after so long didn't attend, like Pai say don't want to come. Then he said, it's like she is trying to tao bi. Like avoid the class and all those things. Then suddenly he said, normal time she will not.Like want to attend one, suddenly from the nature come out and say, if there is Dhamma sharing, you must seize on the opportunity and attend. How can you don't attend? So because of that, she talked to Anne. That's why they are here tonight, and it's meant to be. And PG get her to share. So a lot of things, if it's meant to be, will be.Then I think a lot of us, the Tuesday class, we also understand the situation is now more conducive because the endemic phase, we can see the probability of people contacting severe COVID is so low now. In fact, 99.3% or 4% is category 1 and 2, either A system symptomatic or mild symptom. So category 3 and 4 and 5 are very, very low. Almost, I think, the 3 of them is 0.6%. And out of the 0.6%, most of them are category 3. And 4 is much less. Of course, 5 is even more less. But there are some, because of morbidity, the condition, they still succumb to it. But basically, the man on the street, now you see the probability of COVID-19 severe casualty is like much lower than even people who die of normal flu or dengue. In fact, the statistics for people dying of dengue and normal, they call it flu, is so much higher than the COVID-19 one. No, the statistics one. So because of that, we should understand accidental death is so much higher. Those who die because of accident is so much higher. Every festival, you can see a few thousand will die. So all these are the statistics that we need to understand. That's why I feel that we should open up. And we can have this class is because it will help, it will benefit parameters. Then also it's meant to be. It already a blessing in disguise for us to have the Zoom and everything. And now with the physical class come back, the urgency of cultivation practice is going to manifest more and more clearly. Then especially today when we start this with the Bodhisattva vow, it will bring forth a lot of understanding. Then the other thing is this coming August, try to make yourself free. End of August to first few days of September will be our date for the retreat. We have decided on it, fixed, but we haven't got the approval yet. But based on feedback from Pamasri, very likely we will get it approved. But the date, we don't know. So make it a point to keep that window free, because they only allow us 30 stay in. So 30, I think among our Kayamita, the close one and those who are keen and serious, already 20 something else. So hopefully we will be able to get all those who are with us and who have the condition. We will register all of you. Then later on, the others, if they come in, maybe we put them on reserve list. Then later on, we try to talk to them if possible. Apart from the 30 stay in, what about those who stay outside and come and join in? We see whether it's possible or not. If it's possible, then we can have a bit more. Maybe another 10 more stay outside and come in. We see how it goes. Okay. So basically, the retreat is going to make a big difference. Like I used to sound out to a lot of parameter. Once the retreat starts again, this retreat is going to be very, very deep. A lot of Kayamita has already developed the understanding. And the Kayamita force is now very strong. And with a lot of Kayamita on the Bodhisattva path, with the Bodhisattva vow developed to a relatively stable condition, once you go to the retreat, I can tell you, a lot of things can happen. Then a lot of you all will really connect with your nature and become very different. And during that time, the transformation will be very different. Well, now most of you all know how to meditate already, know how to develop the awareness-based type of meditation or training. And you can be like, immediately go in and be at peace and silent. Especially like Hui Rong, even in the quarantine, she also can do that. In the retreat, I tell you, she was settled in very fast and become very different. And then, 那个时候啊, 你不要讲话的, 你自己会不要讲话的。 When you see her not talking to you, she smiles with her hand sign, but no speech. That time you know it, she already got it already. 那个时候会比你 quarantine 更厉害。那个时候你好像很奇怪的, 她整个人不会讲话的, but 她还是有那个 love, compassion. It was still ready, but it won't speak. It will rejoice and do all those things, but 很静。It's like you are alone. Right, you are beautiful inside, and people know it. They can feel you, they can sense you. 那个时候你就很快就会 go through that phase. Then when your wisdom trigger, 你会 realize cessation. Cessation will come very fast. Then that time, I believe this retreat, a lot of you all will go into cessation. Some may be the sainthood way glimpse, but there are some who can go in for a long period. And during that time, the collective consciousness all different. So look forward to that retreat. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.